Hello there, I'm Rafael Di Furia, back at it again on another Friday night in the middle of a beautiful hot afternoon for another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. This week, I wanted just to talk about when is it the right time to go back to your home country? Say you've been living abroad, you've been doing that whole expat thing. How do you know when is it the right time to go back, or if it is the right time to go back? But before getting into this episode, of course, I have to say a huge thank you to those of you who helped to make these episodes possible through patreon.com/RafaelDiFuria, rafaeldifuria.com/patreon, as well as the one-time donations through rafaeldifuria.com/support, as well as the thanks button below this video on YouTube. And there's plenty to go over in this episode, so you know what? I think it's about time that the intro is finally rolled, so roll that intro. The first thing that I want to talk about is not necessarily how to know when is the right time to go back. I have personally seen people overlook so many times. They get into either trouble or they just are fed up with where they're living. Points that I'll get into later in this episode. But when that decision is finally made, the ability to actually make the choice to go home, that then becomes difficult because they haven't prepared their own finances to allow them to make that happen. So I've seen people even getting stuck in maybe having to spend 6 months or a year longer in the place that's turned into what might be their personal hell instead of being able to go home when it was the appropriate time. So something that I would say is actually very important is to make sure that not only do you have like your normal savings, that you would try to at least have something on the side, but also to have an emergency fund specifically for travel. I would recommend for anybody who is going to be traveling or who's going to be living abroad or whatever it is, to make sure that you always have enough money to get home. Keep your eye on how much do buses cost, how much do trains cost, how much does private transportation cost. Keep that in mind. These prices are always changing, so it's never going to be the same thing. And make sure you even have a little bit more than that for an emergency situation, because you'll never know what the deal is going to be when it is time and whatever reason it might be. I mean, there are horrible reasons why sometimes people have to leave a country, and some of those may be completely out of their hands. This is something that we have seen in history time and time again. Not saying that it's going to happen to you, but it's something to keep in mind. And it's not necessarily about having money available to you, say for example on a credit card. Some places, some airlines may or may not take a debit card or a credit card or cash. These are all things to keep in mind. So I would say having some available to you in a few different ways, if you're able to, is definitely worthwhile. I mean, even for example, when I came to Portugal on my flight from Italy, I had extra baggage that I was bringing with me. And I was assuming, of course, I'll just be able to pay with that at the counter. They said, oh no, we don't accept debit cards here. And I had just canceled a credit card. And so I was like, okay, this is frustrating, but whatever. Is there another way that I can pay? Can I pay cash? I have the cash with me. So they wouldn't take the cash and they wouldn't take the debit at the counter. So I had to go to another counter elsewhere in the building. Thankfully, the Venice airport actually isn't all that large. But before I could actually get my ticket and fully check in, I had to go to this other counter and pay there. And then they charged an extra, I don't know, maybe like a 30 euro fee, 60 euro fee, I don't remember, something crazy for paying with a debit card, a service fee. So these are all things to keep in mind. Do you need to get a plane ticket back? Are you at the airport? And if you can look into these things, because some of these things you can look into. Some of them you may not be able to look into, but of course, like with extra luggage, overweight luggage, if you can prepay it, it generally makes the most sense. But the first major point that I want to get into, well, I guess it's the second point, but one of the reasons why you may want to start looking at going back to your country is because of what life may have become for you. Aggravation and bitterness. I've mentioned in previous episodes, sometimes when you're using like Facebook groups, for example, you have to be careful of the bitter expats that have been there. Sometimes they have some really good information, but sometimes they're just in a situation that it's difficult for them to be able to really help from and for you to be able to learn from. Although, of course, maybe certain things should be taken with a grain of salt. Definitely worth keeping in mind. However, if you feel as though you're turning into that bitter expat, this is a time when you have to realize that things are becoming unhealthy, that you're starting to have an unhealthy relationship with your location or with your situation. You have to take a look at, is it your work situation? Is it the place? Is it the people? Is it everything around you? What's going on? But if you feel that you are getting to that point where just walking down the street feels like it's this aggravating event that you don't even want to do, to go to the supermarket or to deal with people who are from there. These are all things you need to start really looking at in your life. And for example, if you're getting to that point where you're having this us versus them mentality, where you're turning the people, the local people, into the other, that horrible habit that we as humans unfortunately sometimes tend to have, consciously or unconsciously, these are all things that if you're really starting to see that there is an unhealthy relationship there, you need to start taking a step back and looking at everything. Because for me, in my personal opinion, you need to have at least some minimal enjoyment of that place where you're actually living. Maybe that's just how I feel, but I would say that's a pretty important point. But of course, this shouldn't be confused with the, I guess, mentality or idea that so many people can fall into, the grass always being greener on the other side of the fence, or maybe in this case, on the other side of the world. This is something where we have to look at that maybe your country that you came from could be better for you, but it may not be. Sometimes we get this idea of the good old days and things. I mean, I hate to put it this way, but it could almost be like an abusive relationship, looking back at a past relationship, maybe not even abusive, but just maybe a toxic relationship that wasn't good for either one of you. You might have those moments where you look back on the great times and the good things and how things could be great at certain moments for you, but those moments may have come at a cost. Those moments may have come with some trials and tribulations along with them. And maybe those wonderful moments were just the minority. Of course, life is not always perfect. Sometimes you do have little bumps in the road that you have to deal with. You have to understand and figure out what is your limit and what is healthy, what is unhealthy, what is normal, what is abnormal. But sometimes we look back on a country, for example, and think about the great times with wonderful people, wonderful friends, and those times are gone. Those things you left will never be the same again. I mean, even if you're only taking a quick little trip to another country, there are those moments that you see and you can experience. But once you've gone to another country, even if it's only for a quick little trip, you'll never end up looking at your country or location of origin the same way again. But even with that said, it's important that you don't get what I've unfortunately seen a lot of expats get, this like almost like superiority complex that, oh, because I live in another location, oh, I am so much better or so much this or so much. No, you just lived in another place for whatever, big deal, good for you. It's exciting, it's fun, but it's not that big of an accomplishment. Yeah, there can be a lot of headaches that come along with it, but it's not like you did this big, wonderful, great thing that is changing the world. So don't get a complex about living in another country. This next point, I don't quite have the word to describe it. Maybe anxiety or just that horrible feeling. Like, you know, you get a phone call from somebody who you really just don't want to speak with, somebody who's really done something and really wronged you, or maybe an ex, or maybe a bill collector. And you just get that feeling in your heart, just that like that wrenching feeling that it just, it's not a heart attack, but it feels like just uncomfortable. If you have that feeling about the place where you are, that visceral reaction, that unhealthy, truly toxic feeling towards where you are, this is another reason why it might be worthwhile looking into maybe exploring the location where you originally came from and what life may be like there for you. Or maybe not even necessarily going back to that country, but maybe going to a completely different country. This is also another possibility. Because you're leaving the country where you currently are doesn't mean that you have to go back to your original country. I'm talking about that from personal experience here. I've never gone back to the country that I'm originally from. Like I've said in the past, it's not because of any negative feelings towards it. It's just, there's a lot to explore in the world. There are a lot of really wonderful and amazing places to see. So of course, why wouldn't I want to explore those places? And rather than go back to a place that I've already seen, it's kind of, all right, same thing, all right, great. But why not have something that's a little bit more new and exciting? Maybe if you've been to a country, it doesn't mean that you have to go to the same part of the country. Why not have a new adventure? You don't always have to have a new adventure, but again, life is about enjoying and to make the most out of it. And I think even I would say to try to take some of the stress out of your life. And I think that taking that stress out of your life, as well as slowing down your pace of life, is the reason why a lot of people do look at moving abroad. I mean, not necessarily that it's going to be the case for everybody, because there are some people that will move to a place like London or a big city where you gotta work, work, work. But this next reason that I want to get into, it's probably going to be the shortest one that I really don't have to go into, because when I say it, I think you guys are going to understand exactly what I mean. And that's family. Sometimes things come up with your family that you have to attend to. Sometimes you just have to be there for them. These are the people, I mean, granted, not everybody has an amazing relationship, and sometimes taking that space away from your family can be the right choice, but generalizing that maybe you are somebody who does have a relationship with certain family members, or maybe your whole family, that longing can really get to you. Or say if somebody's sick or hurt or in the process of potentially passing on. These are moments where it can be important to be close by. And especially in those difficult moments when you're stressed out in your new place, feeling alone or whatever it may be, having family around really can make a big difference in your day-to-day life. Or even if you have kids, grandparents. Kids love grandparents. This next point is also a very, what I would think would be basic point, but I've seen so many people ignore it. Like, just brutally ignore this, and that is your legal ability to remain in the country. Maybe, for example, you've had a visa for a while and you've been living on that, but it's expiring. It's time for you to try to renew it, but then you can't renew it because you've had the maximum a number of visas that you're allowed to with this type of visa. Some visas in the world are like that. Maybe in that case, it's time to leave, because also, living in a country where you do not have the legal ability to work can be extremely stressful. It can really put a lot of pressure on you. And then also the jobs that might or might not be available to you, most cases jobs will not be available, and then getting into ways of illegally working. I mean, this is just not pretty. This is not something that, okay, there are people that do get into desperate situations and that's all that they can do. But if you are coming from a lifestyle where you potentially can avoid that, avoid it. Avoid it at all costs. It's not worth trying to go through the headache. If you need to go through the system and leave the country to come back, or try to go through another visa or immigrate somehow, that's much more worth it. But if you go into a country where you do have a limited amount of visas that you can get before having to do X, Y, or Z, you need to understand that this place may never be your home, and everything that you've built up, this life or whatever it may be, is not permanent. So you can't get too attached. But that's also another thing, that living from visa to visa can get a little bit stressful, because you may have that in the back of your mind that I can't set these roots down here. And it's nice to be at a point in your life where you can start feeling like, all right, this is a place where I can settle. This is a place where I can do something. Maybe not everybody is looking for that at this moment when you're watching this episode or listening to this episode as a podcast, wherever it may be, YouTube, Spotify, whatever. This is something that you need to take into consideration and do an accounting on your own of where you are and what's important to you and where you are going next in life. And that actually takes me into the next point that I want to get into, and that's those long-term goals. Being able to leave a country is not giving up. Leaving that place, it's not something that you should feel defeated by. It's not that you didn't conquer the beast. Sometimes leaving the country where you are makes more sense, because, I mean, this happened to me, for example, in a country where I lived before Italy. I realized that from a professional aspect, for my career, I could only grow to a certain point. And even not just necessarily within my career, but within other aspects of my life that I wanted to be able to grow and potentially build other things, there was a limit that I knew would make it very difficult to be able, or maybe even impossible, to get to that point. So I saw that maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing to go somewhere else. This can happen. And again, you're not being defeated. It's just something that you may experience. And you may have to look at things like, okay, what is my earning potential or cost of living or what I can go through or even level of stress based on the lifestyle, where you are versus maybe your country that you're from. If the answer is that in your country of origin, that your life would be a lot less stressful, that may be a reason to start looking to go back there. Or if you have a much higher earning potential, that can also be a reason as to why you may want to consider going back. These are all things that you have to figure out, again, what works for you, what doesn't work for you. And this final point that I want to get into is something that I've lightly touched on in a number of earlier episodes, and especially like really, really early episodes, is what is home? Where is home? In the back of your mind, inside, what is that place when you start thinking about it? I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I'm stressed, I just want to go home. Is it the place where you hang your hat? Or is it the place where you grew up? Or maybe a place where your parents live? Understanding that aspect of yourself, of where is home, will help you to understand if you're in the right place or not. Maybe home isn't the best place for you, but are you living in a country, like, for example, I'm in Portugal. Because I haven't mentioned it, I'm here on the main square here in Braga, in the city where I live, up in the north of the country, not far from Porto. And that's this beautiful view that you have behind me here, is the square, the fountains, the restaurants, cafes. I mean, it's a really wonderful place to be able to call home. But say you're living here, and you're trying to figure out, maybe you've been here 5 years, you're starting to feel those feelings, getting bitter, you're getting anxious, you're not really sure that it's the right place for you. At the end of the day, when you come home, does it feel like you're home? When you feel as though you're stressed, is that place that you can escape to the place where you can recharge? Or do you feel that longing when you are in that place that you're supposed to be able to recharge for another location that feels even more like home to you? That feels as though it's that state of mind that you know you have reached, or that you know makes sense to you. If you feel like you can't be at home in the location where you are, that's a major, major issue that you need to be able to address in one way or another. Maybe, for example, if you fell in love with the place that you moved to, maybe you need to start re-exploring it again and figure out, how was it that you fell in love the first time? How was it that you came to really appreciate that place? And can those same things make your heart sing again? Or have those turned into the things that really aggravate you at the end of the day? Sometimes maybe we do look at certain things that are really exciting, but actually should have been red flags all along. These things happen in life. But anyway, I think this is where I'm going to leave this episode off. So thank you all so much again for joining me for another Friday night, for another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. Of course, a huge thank you to those of you who are subscribed and share these episodes and give them a like on YouTube and rate them with 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify. Thank you all so much for that support. But of course, the most huge thank you to those of you who actually helped the project to be able to continue through Patreon, rafaeldifuria.com/Patreon, patreon.com/rafaeldifuria, as well as the one-time donations through the thanks button below, as well as rafaeldifuria.com/support. Really, it's been such an amazing project to be able to continue with. And I'm so grateful that you guys have been helping to allow me to be able to move forward with this project. I mean, to be able to sit here, record a video on a beautiful afternoon. I mean, well, it's a Friday night because that's when this video is coming out, but you get what I mean. It's such a treat. It's such a pleasure. It's such a blessing. So thank you all. Of course, as always, I'm Rafael Di Furia. Stay safe and healthy out there, and I will see you all next time. Later.